From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I'll begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia sends humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. 5G mining technology to be launched in May 2022. Now the news in details. Indonesia has sent humanitarian aid in the form of food and nutrients to Afghan people who are currently facing a worsening humanitarian situation. This was stated by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi while seeing off two planes carrying Indonesian humanitarian aid to Afghan people at Soekarno-Hatta Airport on Sunday. The humanitarian aid is a response to the worsening humanitarian situation in Afghanistan, where some 23 million people are under the threat of starvation and more than 3 million children are under the threat of malnutrition. In preparing the humanitarian aid, the minister said Indonesia coordinated with several UN bodies, particularly the World Food Programme, WFP. The aid will be distributed among Afghan people in cooperation with WFP under the supervision of the Indonesian mission in Kabul. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises SOEs Erick Thohir will launch 5G mining, a new technology in the mining sector, which is developed jointly by PT Freeport and state-owned telecommunication company with the Telkom Group in May this year. This was stated by Minister Erick Thohir while delivering a keynote speech at the University of North Sumatra Medan on Sunday. He also remarked that 5G mining is necessary in the mining sector because it is difficult for humans to work in deep mining without the help of tools. Hence, those working in deep mines are usually autonomous, vehicle and robotics, while people control those robots remotely to carry out the deep mining activities. President Director of PT Angkasa Pura I Faik Fahmi has informed that Lombok Airport is ready to support the 2022 MotoGP event and welcome the arrival of participants, officials, and spectators. This is indicated by the completion of infrastructures at Lombok Airport, including the expansion of passenger terminal and apron, the extension of runway, and the improvement of cargo facilities. Thereafter, the runway is ready to support the operation of wide-bodied aircraft such as Boeing 777. Moreover, the airport's 3,300-meter runway is the fifth longest in Indonesia. Let's move on to the international news. Tianjin City in China, with about 14 million people, has tightened exit controls and now requires residents to obtain approval from employers or community authorities before leaving town and a negative COVID-19 test within 48 hours of departure. The Northern Coastal City reported 21 domestically transmitted COVID-19 cases with confirmed symptoms on Sunday, the National Health Commission said on Monday, up from 3 a day earlier. Over the weekend, Tianjin detected two local infections who contracted the Omicron variant. The city government announced the new exit rules in a statement late on Sunday. Australia on Monday surpassed 1 million COVID-19 cases, with more than half of them recorded in the past week as the Omicron variant ripped through most of the country, driving up hospitalization numbers and putting a strain on supply chains. Authorities have cut mandatory isolation times for close contacts and narrowed the definition of close contacts, but were still reviewing the rules for furloughing workers that have widened supply chain gap. From Monday, Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine will be offered to 2.3 million children aged 5 to 11 years old, amid reports of a shortage of shots, which authorities rolled out. Oil lost more ground on Monday as rapidly climbing cases of the Omicron COVID-19 variant hit economic activity, although losses were curbed by supply disruptions in Kazakhstan and Libya. Brent crude slid 38 cents or 0.46% to $81.37 per barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was down 34 cents or 0.43% to $78.56 a barrel. U.S. employment in the country increased less than expected in December amid worker shortage, and job gains could remain moderate in the near terms as spiraling COVID-19 infection disrupt economic activity. More than 304.87 million people have been reported to be infected by the novel coronavirus globally, and 5 million have died, according to Reuters tally. Thousands of people were left homeless after fire gutted parts of a Rohingya refugee camp in Bangladesh. Police said on Sunday, about 850,000 of the persecuted Muslim minority live in a network of camps in Bangladesh border district of Cox's Bazar. The fire started at Camp 16 and raced through shelters made of bamboo and tarpaulin, burning about 1,200 homes and leaving more than 5,000 people homeless. The fire started at 4:40 p.m. local time and was brought about under control at around 6:30 p.m. local time. Now let's move on to commentary for today entitling Government Monitors Overseas Travelers to Prevent Omicron Transmissions, read by Nuka Kusumawati. The Indonesian Ministry of Health reported that until Sunday, January 9, 2022, cases of infection with the Omicron COVID-19 variant in Indonesia had increased to 414 people. There are additional cases of 75 people. Of this, 31 people have cases of local transmission. The rest are from travelers from foreign countries. These data indicate that Omicron transmission in Indonesia is still increasing. In total, 99% of Omicron cases have mild or no symptoms. They mostly are travelers who came from Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Spokesperson for vaccination of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Siti Nadia Tarmizi, in her statement said that several areas that experienced an increase in cases were Jakarta, West Java, and North Sulawesi. As of January 5th, Indonesia was in the third position of the highest Omicron cases in Southeast Asia after Singapore and Thailand. Singapore was still occupies the top positions with 2,251 cases detected, while Thailand has 2,062 cases. These facts are certainly quite worrying in the midst of the government's incessant call for Indonesian citizens not to travel abroad. There are still those who go abroad, giving rise to new cases in Indonesia. The government has also adjusted the rules for foreign travelers who will enter Indonesia. Recently, the government has issued a circular regarding health protocols for overseas travelers, entry points, quarantine places, and obligation for health tests, such as RT-PCR, for Indonesian citizens traveling overseas. Spokesperson for the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, Professor Wiku Adhisasmito, through the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel, said that one of the things that is continuously monitored and evaluated is regulation for foreign travelers. Naturally, travel between countries opens up opportunities for case imports, especially if they are not controlled properly. It is a challenge for the government and the people of Indonesia to control COVID-19, which currently tends to rise after sloping down in the last few months. For that, the best way is to continue to implement health protocols as an easy, inexpensive, and effective pandemic control strategy in preventing transmission. In addition to being asked to obey wearing masks, washing hands, and maintaining distance, the public is also asked to play an active role in preventing the entry of more Omicron variants. The trick is not to travel abroad unless it is very urgent. And for people who return to Indonesia, they should strictly adhere to the rules, including the applicable quarantine policy. Listener, that was the news, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We start today in history with an event on January 10, 1920 when the League of Nations was established. The League of Nations was established after World War I in a bid to accommodate the interests of the nation and to maintain world peace. The establishment of the League was initiated by U.S. President Woodrow Wilson in the peace agreement in Versailles, but the United States did not join the League. 42 countries became the members when the League was established. Among 23 countries still survive as members until the League was dismissed in 1945. Next event is that in 1921, when the legendary comic about a journalist Tang Tang was published for the first time in Belgium. The story of Tang Tang comic previously only appeared in an additional edition of Le XXe siècle in Belgium, with an interesting and funny story of adventure of a young journalist accompanied by a white dog. Tang Tang comics has brought ideas and fresh entertainment to the readers. The story is presented by illustrator Georges Remy with the pseudonym Urge. It took a lot of inspiration from articles and photographs of various sources. One of the titles of Tang Tang Adventure is Flight 714, which took place on an island in Indonesia. We end today in history on January 10, 1966, when demonstration action of students with Tritura occurred. After political conflict in September 1965 and also communist issues which hit Indonesia, thousands of students who joined in the United of Indonesia Students Action KAMI staged a huge demonstration in Jakarta and some other places on January 10, 1966. The action was known with the name Tri Tura, or People's Three Demands, consisting of first dismissing Communist Party of Indonesia, second changing Trikora cabinet, and third decreasing the prices. The action spread throughout Indonesia, and finally, President Sukarno was forced to issue Surat Perintah 11 Maret, or Order of March 11, which delegated full authority to Lieutenant General Suharto to take action in a bid to restore the situation throughout Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kakiku tak berharap temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Langkah kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertama.
tiba-tiba cinta.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government will use its appointment as the G20 presidency and chair of the Forum High-Level Task Force on Economic Integration and Leadership at the Asian Forum in 2023 as a form of sustainable economic recovery. For this important and strategic role, a meeting was held between the G20 co-sherpa Edi Priyo Pambudi, High-Level Task Force on Economic Integration Lead Indonesia, Rizal Afandi Lukman, and Deputy Secretary General for Asian Economic Community, AEC, Satvinder Singh. They formulated various joint steps in the context of synergy and collaboration between the G20 and ASEAN. The trust given by ASEAN member countries to assume the leadership role of High-Level Task Force on Economic Integration this year must be utilized by Indonesia to the fullest. For this reason, Indonesia needs to prepare carefully and play this important role. This was stated by the special staff of the Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Rizal Afandi Lukman, at the HLTF Lead Indonesia in his statement last Saturday. Meanwhile, regarding the recovery of the COVID-19 pandemic as top priority for the G20 and ASEAN, Co-Sherpa G20 Edi Priyo Pambudi stated, "Economic recovery must be felt equally by all countries in the region. In line with the theme of this year's G20 presidencies, recover together, recover stronger." According to Pambudi, synergies and collaboration from various international forums, such as the G20 and ASEAN, are becoming increasingly important, especially in accelerating vaccination program, realizing smooth travels, and mitigating future pandemics. He added, as the most dynamic regions in the world, ASEAN must be able to respond well to various changes and emerging issues. For this reason, ASEAN continues to support digital transformation efforts in the region. One of them is through the ASEAN Agreement on E-commerce. Pambudi also said, ASEAN must be able to follow up on the concrete implementation plan of the Industrial Revolution in ASEAN. In this case, it must be noted that the transition from conventional energy use to renewable energy by industry, circular economy and sustainable development are also emerging issues that ASEAN has anticipated with the preparation of the Circular Economy Framework for ASEAN Economy Community. Dissemination of information to industry players and the general public is the key to implementing the adapted framework. Regarding various initiatives carried out by Indonesia, Deputy Secretary General for ASEAN Economic Community, Satvinder Singh, conveyed his support for Indonesia as the G20 presidency in 2022 and ASEAN chair in 2023.
Jangan kau terukir manis.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If you visit Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara, don't forget to stop over at Nunsui Beach, which is located near Lasiana and Manikin beaches in the east of Kupang City, precisely in Osapa Village, Kelapa Lima District, Kupang City. Nunsui Beach is not difficult to find because from downtown of Kupang, it only takes about 20 minutes by motor vehicle. Nunsui Beach by the local people is also known as Batu Nona Beach because there is a rock shaped like a woman. The location of the rock that resembles a woman is located close to the beach. Visitors can climb to the top of Batu Nona where they can see the beautiful view of Kupang Bay from a distance and sunset. While waiting for the sunset, visitors can enjoy the cool air on the beach while sitting on the stone embankment. For visitors who like fishing, this embankment is often used as a place for fishing. The length of this rock is like the separator between Batu Nona Beach and Lasiana Beach. Along Batu Nona, visitors can also see the activities of Kupang City's residents such as playing ball, looking for fish at low tide or even coming to this beach just to play. If you are tired of playing, swimming and enjoying the beauty of Nunsui Beach, you can sunbathe while enjoying the snacks offered by traders around the beach, such as grilled corn, pressed bananas, or fresh young coconut ice.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Indah ada denganku, setia menemani, menunggu waktu terbaik untuk berjalan lagi, mencari yang pantas hadir dalam kereta ini. Kau temaniku berlari, antarkanku untuk menggapai hati. Kau saksi bisu indah jalan cintaku. Kau temaniku kembali saat ku tak tahu kemana lagi. Kereta kencangku bersamamu ku melaju.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berbelanja, which means shopping. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Ada Uang Kecil, which means Do You Have Small Change? This conversation happens between Kevin and a seller on the roadside. Kevin buys mineral water in a small kiosk. Kevin gives 100,000 rupiah. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa?
4,000 rupiah.
Ini uangnya?
Aduh maaf, ada uang kecil?
Ada, sebentar.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Berapa? Berapa? Which means how much? 4,000 rupiah. 4,000 rupiah. Which means 4,000 rupiah. Ini uangnya. Ini uangnya. Which means here it is. Ada uang kecil? Ada uang kecil. Which means do you have small change? Uang receh. Uang receh. Which means small change. Maaf. Maaf. Which means sorry. Saya tidak punya. Saya tidak punya. Which means I don't have. In the conversation, you hear a question, ada uang kecil? Ada uang kecil? Which means do you have small change? The question is used to request small amount of money. Uang kecil means small change. The synonym is uang receh. Uang receh. When you need small change and wants to ask for it or borrow it to someone else, you can say ada uang kecil? Ada uang kecil? Or ada uang receh? Ada uang receh? Which means, do you have small change? Let's listen to the other examples of asking small change. Ada uang kecil? Ada uang kecil? Which means, do you have small change? Maaf, saya tidak punya. Maaf, saya tidak punya. Which means, sorry, I don't. Ada uang receh? Ada uang receh? Which means, do you have small change? Ada. Ada. Which means, yes, I do. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa?
4,000 rupiah.
Ini uangnya?
Aduh maaf, ada uang kecil?
Ada, sebentar.
Alright listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Saat ku tatap ke dalam mata.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19, dibakoikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Keroncong Kemayoran by Benyamin Sueb. The song was first performed by Keroncong Kemayoran group, previously known as Keroncong Tugu. Keroncong Kemayoran is a traditional song from Betawi or native Jakarta. It is not known for sure who created the song, but there have been many versions of Keroncong Kemayoran which were released with different lyrics. The song Keroncong Kemayoran's lyrics are presented by reciprocating pantun or rhyming poetry. It aims to introduce Betawi culture. The lyrics and the rhythm have characteristics that make the song like conveying a message to everyone to be always happy. The problems of life will just disappear if you listen to the Keroncong Kemayoran song. Alright listener, this is Keroncong Kemayoran by Benyamin Sueb. Enjoy!
Jiwa manis indung disayang
la 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 la
ay, pohonnya tinggi buahnya jarang cabai rawit
hey!
Di pohon aren enggak
hey!
Punya duit
hey!
Pokoknya keren kedondong
hey!
Matang dibanting
hey!
Rambutnya gondrong
hey!
Nggak mampu gunting
la 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 la
paling enak si orang bujang jiwa manis indung disayang
la 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 la
ay pulanglah pagi pulanglah pagi kagak dilarang satu-satu
hey!
Ciduri pandan
hey!
Baju satu
hey!
Kering di badan kursi malas
hey!
Di atas jaro
hey!
Ngopi segelas
hey!
Ngaku separo lagulah ini menghibur diri
cikini
hey!
Si gondang dia
hey!
Yang punya bini
hey!
Nongkrong di rumah buah nangka
hey!
Dan buah gedang
hey!
Masih perjaka
hey!
Boleh begadang sekian.
Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
From Indonesia to the world.
nangis aja. Yang pergi jangan dipikirin. Hujan gerimis aja. Ikan lele ada kumisnya.
Rantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Awal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sun hides beneath the clouds, and I'm far away from home. Seems like me without you is all darkness but alone. I'm lost underneath the skies of loneliness in disguise. If only you would come and stay, I'll let you show the way. Yeah, ooh, ooh.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.